All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some generosity? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner. And by request, I'm bringing you Magikoi, Love Me Seriously. There's a guy in a server that has been requesting I play this game and says I'm torturing myself with dark eroge games like Starless, Maggot Bates, and others we've covered, and says I need something a little more lighthearted. So here we go with Magikoi. Oh no, that is going to take a while to... Let's see here. Just a second, guys. Information messages. I don't need any of that. Message. Yeah. Alright. Font. I don't care about that. Yeah, you can play with the gamepad. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. In the west corner, Kawakami Momoyo. Or Momio. Samurai. In the east corner, Kuke Egaha. Ready. Like the Sakura blossom and Mount. Oh, well, wow, that's fast. Age-san, is this really your final fight? Kawakami, the conglomerate and its responsibilities shall keep us far too busy. The samurai have disappeared. This shall be the last time we face you as a fellow warrior. Too bad. But the Bushido spirit lives on as a symbol of power and beauty. Guess that means I've got to finish you off in style. Mwahaha! Such fiery words, how pleasant. Perhaps even in the budding heart of a schoolgirl. Stand tall and fight fair. Begin! Let's do this. Time passes. April 20th, Monday, 2009, 7:30 in the morning, Shimazu Dorm 102. The most fearsome and inescapable enemy of all had come. Its name, Monday. It was already morning, a fact my half-asleep brain was just starting to process, when I noticed a hand was slowly pulling the bed covers off me. Good morning, Yamato. Also, I love you. She leaned in closer to steal a kiss, but I pushed her lips away. Morning, Miyako. Let's just be friends. I've been dumped. I was so close, too. You don't know what close is. Could you stop with the sudden kissing attempts? There are times when the sweetheart of a maiden must become a velociraptor. Okay, time to get up. Breakfast is ready. Thanks. Or you could have me for breakfast. I'm gonna change now, so please leave. I set out your uniform for you. She had ironed it and everything. I never asked her to do that. Hey, are you awake, Yamato? Then a robot rolled in, because of course. Cookie, I've told you about unlocking my room. Well, maybe you should wake up earlier. Oh, this is no good at all. Your futon is a mess. Give me a break. I just woke up. Why do you have to be so mean? I was only trying to help. If your words grow too scornful, my blade shall cut you into pieces. And quit transforming all the time, damn it! It may seem strange that we had one of the latest kooky conglomerate robot models in our student dorm, but anyways, I like to get every minute of sleep that I can. Ah, good man. I washed my face, changed, and readied myself for the day. You shall bear witness to my strength as I fold your futon neatly. I'm not sure if the creator intended it, but the robot had kind of an attitude. Hermie, Crabba, good morning. I gave a warm greeting to my hermit crabs. As I left my room and walked into the hallway, I was met by the smell of breakfast. Yes, on weekdays we had a cook come to our dorm. Her name was Shimazu Reiko. That motherly character is just one click away. Oh, Yamato-chan. Or is it Yamato-chan? Morning. Shizumu Reiko. Yeah, we'll get this right. Age 43, Virgo, loves Korean dramas. Don't we all? Good morning. As always, you're like a ray of sunshine, Miss Shimazu. You're such a good kid, that's worth an extra egg in your breakfast. Miyako-chan, come and give me some flattery too. No. How rude, training to be a pouty idol or something? Even your jokes are ancient. What was that? Are you calling me old? Okay, time to eat. In the main room on the first floor, our breakfast was laid out and ready. Today we had white rice, fermented soybeans, grilled salmon, a thick miso soup, boiled spinach, and more. A growing samurai needs a hearty breakfast. Miss Shimazu is correct. Proper living demands a proper breakfast. Good morning. Hello? The freshman girl shouted her greeting almost as soon as I saw her. I couldn't imagine what was going through her head. The same thing happened when I first met her at the school entrance ceremony. It's so boring. Nobody comes this way. I was an usher for the event. Well, at least it's a beautiful day. The cherry blossoms are in full bloom. But then I heard someone stampeding towards me. Ah! Someone crashed into me. Whoa there! I managed to keep my footing, but she fell. Break fall back roll! Or so I thought. She dexterously twisted her body into a roll, canceling the damage. Damn. Like Samus, she turned into a ball? Her thighs, however, kept flying along until they landed a short distance away. I crouched down to pick them up for her when her things, not her thighs. Things got really interesting really quick, but the folks. I crouched down to pick them up for her whim. I'm so sorry. It's all good. She was hot. Her long black hair perfectly framed her face. I was in a hurry, so, she looked like she'd blown a fuse. You still have plenty of time. There's no need to panic. But I'm a freshman, so I wanted to make a good impression, but now I've made everything worse and you think I'm crazy and... Here's your bag. And here's your phone strap. I picked them up and gave them to her. The phone strap seemed to have a cartoon horse on it. Thank you very much for picking them up for me. Why was she glaring at me? And why was her voice trembling? It was then that I spotted what she hadn't dropped. It looked like a sword. Is that a sword? A samurai sword? Yes. A forthwith response, but we were on the outskirts of Kawakami Academy. I hadn't been informed of anyone who would be here, or coming here, with a weapon. Hello, this is Point 23. Everything's alright. I'm honestly just totally bored. Over. What? Sorry, we have to check in every so often. I'm an usher. Look, see the armband? I see. There you are. You do realize that you are violating the Sword and Firearm Control Act. Huh? Miss, please come with me. We use the code EverythingsAlright to report when something isn't right. There was a different code for when there was actually no trouble. I was able to get a glimpse of her underwear. Man, she was cute. Well, the ceremony's about to start. Another stampede! I'm sorry. She was back, and so was her sword. Regarding the Sword and Firearm Control Act, my father received a formal permit for this weapon, so there shouldn't be any problem. She had permission to carry the sword? For the love of... Why hadn't that made it to us at the bottom? Blech. Why hadn't that info made it to us at the bottom? The policeman returned with her. No problem here, she's free to go. I've also confirmed she's a new student. There's really nothing out of the ordinary about an armed Kawakami Academy student. Thank you for your help. Sorry for all the trouble. You're one unlucky girl getting caught by a randomly passing officer like that. I'm sorry that weird incident had to become your first memory here, smile. Oh no, 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 no. Thank you for being so considerate. While her words were kind, she had a look that said otherwise. She had the same look as she looked then as she did now. Maybe she was the type to hold a grudge? It's wonderful weather today. Oh, yeah, it sure is. She was staring again. She fell silent. Was she just at that awkward age? She quietly ate her breakfast. However, she ate with excellent manners. She must have been brought up well. Oh, yeah, we're one plate short. There were 6 rooms here at Shimazu Dorm, all of which were rented out to Kawakami Academy students. 3 rooms for guys on the first floor, and 3 rooms for girls on the second. We would all come together in the morning for breakfast, but... So Cap isn't here again. Meister is gone. Meister has been gone since Saturday evening. Where'd he go off to this time? It would actually be more unusual if he hadn't wandered off again. One of the rooms upstairs is empty. We only had 2 girls here at the moment. As for the final room on the first floor, that belonged to... Took you long enough to wake up. Minamoto Tadakatsu was a delinquent, but of the new, more wholesome variety. You're looking energetic this morning, Jen-san. That was my nickname for Tadakatsu. That's what we're gonna do. Tadakatsu. We'll get this right. Oh, Miss Shimazu served her homemade pickled cucumbers. I love those. They're very healthy. I try to watch my nutritional balance. Here, you can have my share. Affection points up. I don't want them. Not after what you did to them. I pushed them back to her. Namely, she dyed the food red with spice. This one, by the way, had been a suicide hot kimchi cucumbers. Huh? Wow. Do you only hurt me because you love me? No, absolutely, positively, without a doubt, no. Would it kill you to shut your traps when you eat? Jen-san, can I have one of yours? The hell? Why am I stuck giving you my food? Don't piss me off. Fine. Here, it's yours. Thanks. Don't get me wrong. I just don't want to deal with your begging me all morning. Whew. Despite his appearances, Jen-san was a pretty nice guy. Anything interesting in the news? The long rain last week ended the drought. The Prime Minister visited the U.S. What else? A politician was caught embezzling. Then the politicians who were outraged about it were found to be doing the same thing. Well, that's nothing new. It was April 20th, 2009, another peaceful day in Japan. After breakfast, I went to the bathroom, made sure I looked good, and checked the time, 8:15. I couldn't find Jensan. He must have long since left for school. What sort of delinquent was never late anyways? Every morning I left for school with Miyako. Don't worry, I haven't been waiting long. You don't have to make it sound like we're on a date. Shina Miyako, she was a student in Kawakami Academy's class 2F. While you wouldn't think it looking at her now, in the past she had trouble at home, was thin as a stick, and struggled with school bullies. It got so bad that I couldn't watch anymore. I put my brain into overdrive, got my friends involved, and saved her. Thanks to which... I love you. She'd fallen in love with me. I'd been rejecting her advances even back before she had meat on her bones. For years and years. And now, she had become a budding, curvaceous woman. I've been raised so well. I hadn't saved her because I wanted something in return. If only Miyako could see things in a broader light. But she kept confessing her love to me, and I kept turning her down. Come on, Gakuto! Hurry up! Your friends are about to leave! I could clearly make out the shouting from the Shimazu's home, which was right next door. Shut up! Don't embarrass me, Mom! Sup, dork? Are you picking a fight this early? I'm kidding, you're super cool today, like always. Hey, cut it out. The truth's hard to bear. What do you think, Miyako? Am I not brimming with more manliness than ever? Where exactly? Behold my perfectly styled hair. Chicks won't be able to get enough of it. It looks the same to me. Puh, I wouldn't expect you to have any fashion sense anyway. You're sure full of confidence, Mr. Muscles. My secrets are in this book, Mr. Brains. It's packed with hairstyle and tips and more. Just follow this book's advice and the babes will fall for you. It even says so on the cover. It's like a PUA book or something. That thing looks so cheap, it's a wonder the binding hasn't fallen apart yet. I found it online. It's from a kick-ass site by a guy named Handsome Ono. The secret to attracting girls came to him while in Tibet. He then became so popular that he needed a dozen condoms just to make it through the day. It was on sale for just 10,000 yen, so I had to get it. You're so helpless. I think you're the one we have to worry about, Miyako-chan. What's that look supposed to mean? Even Yamato, a man, can sense the pure sexiness radiating from me. Huh? What are you talking about? I'm totally super cool today. You said so yourself. You did know I was lying, right? Are you that dense? I'm worried about his brain. How will he manage in the future? You're supposed to be my childhood friends. Have some mercy. Damn it. All I wanted was a life where even a dozen condoms wouldn't be enough to make it through a day. That's really all you want, huh? Getting you is all I want, Yamato. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Gakuto. Gakuto, you don't have to be ridiculous. Believe in yourself and you'll do fine. You're right. This book will not lead me astray. My physical charm will win the day. Gakuto took out some walnuts from his pocket and rolled them in his hand. Huh? Wait, where's Cat? It took you long enough to notice. He went wandering off again? Miyako, Gakuto, and I walked our usual route along the Tama River. The warm spring sun felt good against my skin. The weather's so nice today. I'd love to just take a nap here by the river. With me? By myself. I was so close. No, you weren't. Let it go. Haha, you've been dumped. Shut up. Don't come running to me just because Yamato's never happening. Go eat a banana, gorilla. Treat me like a human being. He crushed the walnuts in his hand. Even treating you like a primate is generous. Hey, Yamato, you know everything, so tell me, what's a primate? How did you even get into our school, Gakuto? His family has land. They must have bought his way in. You know damn well I studied my ass off. Gakuto's family had owned land in the area for generations. In fact, they were the ones providing the parcel for our dorm. That's why his house was right next door. Hey! Joining us was a guy walking with his nose in the latest issue of Weekly Shonen Jast, which had just come out today. Morning, Maruka Takoya. We're gonna get that right. From Class 2F. His hobbies are surfing the net and reading manga. You sound like you're introducing me. You're so unnoticeable that if I don't consciously think about you, I might forget you exist entirely. Ouch. It's too early to be that cruel. She's in a bad mood because she got dumped. Oh, so that's it. Wait, Miyako, I don't want to hear you calling me unnoticeable. I'm glad to see you are ready with the retort again today. Moro's always living life to the fullest. Huh? Did Cap run off again? He's gone, but, well, don't worry about him. Moro, you're grinning too much. It's creepy. This week's Two Love Rune was nice and sexy. Oh, really? How many panty shots? Look here at the shower scene. When they print the Takabon version, I bet they'll draw in the nipples. Let me see, I just want to see those panties. And see here? There's a glimpse of an amoeba by the captured heroine's feet. As a sign she's going to be attacked next week. Oh, morning, Naochi. Shinachi. A group of girls from our class passed in front of us and said hello. Morning. I was Naochi. That was her nickname for me. Hey, Miyako, be polite. She nodded back. Did she say Naochi? Sounds like someone's popular with the ladies. Ha ha ha. Doesn't it just piss you off being called that girly nickname? Hey, wait, what happened to our greeting? Maybe because you were huddled up with him, both your noses deep in a softcore hentai manga and not even trying to hide it? So, it's because I associate with an otaku like Moro. You'd like to think so. I'm way better than you. You and your puny body would stand against me? Says the guy with a puny brain. You two are as close as ever. Wow. Those two are pouring out some strong BL vibes. You're just projecting your fantasies onto them. I don't want to be less of a man than Gakuto. There's no way I could lose tomorrow. Those were some of the stupid conversations the four of us had as we walked along the river. Soon after, we saw a crowd gathered ahead of us. What's everyone looking at? I followed their eyes towards the riverbank to see. Man, about a dozen thugs had all surrounded a girl. They had bats and other cheap weapons in hand. And out of all the Kawakami Academy students watching from afar, none went to help her. Rather, they were the audience hype for the show. A crisis first thing in the morning. If we don't step in fast, this won't end pretty. So it sounds like I'm getting sent in? Heck, she's your sister. I mean, not literally, but fine, I'll go. Guys, stop, stop, stop. I jump through and into the circle. I've got this. Run now while you still can. I desperately tried to persuade. Huh? You talking to us? The thugs. Yeah, get out of here. Hurry. I mean, you really should think a bit longer before picking a fight. Don't you know who she is? Damn straight. She's Kawakami Momio. She's Kawakami Momio. Word of hers made it all the way to our place in Chiba. You came all the way here from another prefecture? Word about her was spreading wider and wider. Nyak, nyak, we came to say hello. The gossipers are always making things sound bigger than they are, anyways. You seriously think she single-handedly took out the nine-tailed dogs from Nanahama or actually slam-dunked some stupid-ass kid? Heh, we ain't holding back just because she's a girl. We're a what you might call a real gang that'll kick some ass even if it's a chick. Heh, you're gonna lose out here on the main road with all them students watching. Tetris, huh? That takes me back. Nyak, nyak, huh? The hell you talking about? Your cell phone strap. That's a Tetris block, right? Yeah, what does that have to do with anything? And why are you so fucking chill? Don't piss me off. Playing it for the first time in so long sounds like fun. And you're gonna help. Huh? Nyak, nyak. I'll be player one. You'll be the blocks. Yeah! His arm bent back in an unnatural way. Ow, my arm! Bitch, you hurt Funabashi-kun. Yo, let's fuck her shit up. Too slow. What are you, babies? She sent them all flying in the blink of an eye. And the crowd roared their approval. This was the moment they'd been waiting for. Most of them were students from our school. Oh, Momo-senpai, you're always so cool. She's totally unbeatable. The girl squealed. Momo-senpai's a goddess, a hegemon. No one in Japan can match her. And the guys were squealing too. I can never see her arms or legs move, just the bodies flying away. I believe she landed one kick on each of them. Yeah, those were some awesome kicks. I lied, she actually punched. Damn you, Miyako. So even you couldn't follow her, Gakuto? I'm amazed you could, Miyako. All archers are expected to have good eyesight. By the way, that round-faced guy with the annoying laugh didn't just get a punch to the face. He also got 3 blows to the stomach. It was 8. You got a long ways to go, Miyako. And she heard us. Don't say I didn't warn you. Oh, that looks painful. I was glad that wasn't my face connecting with her explosive punches. But holy! Kisarazu's down and... Tsunenuma-kun too? We didn't even last a second? Okay, time for some human Tetris. You there will be the thirsty one. The twisty one, not the thirsty one. Huh? A bunch of cowards who gang up on a girl don't deserve pity. Here! Gah! The way she finishes her opponents off is always so wonderful. You can just drink in her victorious aura. She's dislocating their joints again. It seems so normal now. Everyone's watching with glee. You're out cold, so you can be the long block. What the hell? You're fucked up. Oh, you're still with us? Then you get to be something way more complex. Please have mercy. You want mercy? Then you get one chance. Make me laugh with a good joke, and you get to live another day. A joke? You'd better not stay silent or tell me you can't. Not unless you want to see me when I'm really angry, hehehe. Eek, shit, you're straight up evil. She's only being a complete sadist because her enemies are so pathetic. Right, let's hear that joke. How about an American joke? You've got balls. I like it. What do you call the target of a falling rock? Stoned. We'll start with your left arm. Just relax and... Yeah! The crowd cheered. Zero mercy. You're awesome, Momo-senpai. She does things you and I can't. I wish I could be her. And so she stacked the men up high. Yeah, what a beautiful stack. Nissan, this is turning into a horror movie. She'd made a tower out of people. Whoops, and Tetris, you're supposed to clear the filled lines. One roundhouse kick later and they were shooting off into the stratosphere. You should have come running sooner, Yamato! You're my little bro, so you gotta be quick. Yeah, about that. How long's the contract gonna last? Hehe, you're never gonna be free. You'll be my little bro forever. She shot up next to me and tussled my hair. And as always, her low-cut shirt was extremely distracting. We'll need to get going or we'll be late. Wait, just wait. I spy an unfamiliar face in the crowd. Momio, or Nissan, charged straight into the crowd. What? Momo-senpai's coming our way? She must have her eye on me. Hey, let me through. Huh? You're a freshman at our school? Huh? Yes. I'm Kawakami Momoyo. Momoyo. Senior. Nice to meet you. Thank you. You're so famous. I've heard all about you. You live at Kawakami Temple, the renowned martial arts temple. They even say you're gonna run it one day. You know a lot for a new student, and you're cute. Let me give you the ride of your life. Huh? See? I'll carry you in my arms. Oh! Those flushed cheeks of yours make you even cuter. There she goes again, picking up girls. Ah, you're so lucky. I'm so jelly, carry me too. Why don't you and I get together sometime and have a nice long chat about love? Yes, please. Now back on her feet, her cheeks beat red, the girl dashed off. With a satisfied grin, Nissan then came my way. Did you see that, guys? That girl's as good as mine. Come on, Momo-senpai. What? Quit hogging all the cute girls for yourself. Send a few my way. Screw that. If you want a girl, get one yourself. Well, I might plunder her anyways if she's cute enough, heh heh heh. That's a bit extreme. But why do you always take the hot ones? It's so unfair. Hey now, don't get the wrong idea, Gakuto. I'm not just interested in cute girls. But the selection of guys around here is rubbish, so I get my kicks with the girls. How many times have we heard that before? That's because your bar is set too high. Ding, 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 ding. None of us think we even got a chance, so why risk trying? I am nothing like those soft-willed kilps. Kelps. Go out with a tough guy like me. I'll show you how great men can be. And now a sudden confession of love? Gakuto, is your head on straight? That's exactly what you do. No good, your heart wasn't in it. Besides, you're way too shabby for me anyways. She cut him down with a single stroke. Man, I'm just getting started. Don't you know? They say being popular with the girls is a phase, and it comes to everyone eventually. That sounds more like an urban legend. I've never gone through it anyways. Well, I'll at least give you points for determination. So my heart wasn't in it. Hey, Yamato, you're smart, so you ought to know. How do I put my heart into it? I don't know either, but if you have to ask, I'm pretty sure you're doomed. Oh yeah, the idiot's not around? Capped? Yeah, the usual. Oh, look at the time. Let's get going. Off we go. We headed for school once more, leaving the bodies where they had fallen. The crowd was starting to move as well. They must have checked the time, too. With the addition of Nissan, there were now five of us. We're halfway through April. You guys used to your new classes yet? We did go down to Hakone with our new classmates during spring break, so... That was such a brilliant idea. It only takes the jocks one night together to become closest cousins. You found some gaming buddies too, right? Weren't you blabbering about how some game's plot or something made you cry? Yeah, I'm glad I found some fellow gamers. It's good to know you're having fun. How about your new class, Momo-senpai? It's great. There's a ton of good-looking girls. By all means, introduce me to them. I beg you from the bottom of my heart, please. They're all mine. From the bottom of my heart, no. We have to do something about you fast, or else. You still a loner, Miyako? Solitude is the best. Miyako gave a thumbs up. You're a lone wolf. Wolf, wolf. She's still stuck in a rut. Wah. If I have everyone here, plus two more, nothing else really matters. That's your ideology. That's a big word. You're a super genius. She was being sarcastic. We reached Tama Bridge. Kawakami Academy was on the other side. The bridge was also known as the Bridge of Weirdos. Butterfly! Hey, don't go wandering into the road! Huh? There's a pretty butterfly flying around. It's not safe to ride into a road full of cars. Don't do anything dangerous. Ran, ran, roo, I'm on. And don't say anything dangerous either. Do you want to get sued? The nickname came from the parade of eccentric students who crossed it on their way to school. Mwahahaha! The rickety clack of a speeding rickshaw was heading our way. Hey, the craziest weirdo of them all is here. Don't even look at him. The rickshaw streaked along as fast as a bicycle, then came to a sudden stop. Good morning, commoners. We are Kuki Hideo! Hideo the hero! Let this symbol of our glory be burned into your memory. Wonderfully said, Hideo-sama. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Hey there. Mwahahaha! We feel from you commoners no energy. Have the rising taxes made heavy your hearts? People, Hideo-sama has paid you a greeting. Respond promptly or I may have to take your life. Do not intrude, Azumi. We shall not tolerate one having a more prominent role than us. I'm terribly sorry, Hideo-sama. We mind not. A hero's heart must be vast. It appears our angel, Kazuko Dono, is not among you. Commoners, explain yourselves. She's probably out training. My sister's very diligent. Oh, truly impressive, for it is in these daily toils that a warrior is born. Indeed, earnestness is the unyielding vice that clutches unendingly our adolescent heart. Mwah! Ha ha! This day promises to be grand. Azumi, time to depart! As you wish, Hideo-sama. She dashed off, rickshaw in tow. The two quickly flew across the bridge. Thank goodness we're not in the same class as him. It's painful enough to share the same grade. That made something else. I don't know if Moro or anyone else could tell, but she didn't leave a single opening. Seeing her pull that rickshaw with the speed of a bike is enough to know we shouldn't mess with her. Now that all of them were gone, we began crossing the bridge ourselves. On the far side, off in the distance, were the outskirts of Tokyo. Everybody! Morning! Oh. Speak of the devil, my sister's here. Hey, she gave a salute. Morning. I greeted Kawakami Kazuko. who'd ran straight to us.
Hello, Uncle.
Yo, Wonko.
Ohayo, Uncle.
Good morning, Wonko. There was so many people out cold by the riverside. Was that your doing, One-sama? Yeah, and they were total pushovers. Aha, you really are amazing. Wonko, you pulling two tires today? Yeah, but I made up for it by following the river all the way to Tokyo and back. And you ran all the way to Shizuoka all of yesterday. You're full of energy. But I have to train a ton. After all, I'm still nothing compared to One-sama. That's the spirit. What do you say? Isn't my sister amazing? Aw, you're making me blush. I'll sell it for 100 trillion yen. Huh? You're selling me? You wouldn't. I'm joking. And even if someone did pay, I'd just take their money and keep you all to myself. I know you would, One-sama. You're so wonderfully strong. One day I'm gonna be as strong as you. Two of her, please, no. I can't let that comment go, little bro. She squeezed my head. Ow, that hurts, my vision's blurring. But I'm not making you carry my bag. Can you imagine a kinder sister than me? Huh? Our leader's missing. He vanished without a trace. Well, I guess that's normal. Now that she'd met up with us, Kazuko was walking at a normal pace, while still pulling the tires behind her. At least skip on the train in while you're walking with us. Everywhere and always, I never forget to train. But we don't really want to be seen with a girl pulling tires around. You're so moody. That's why you're called Moro. My name's Moroka, and it's been my name since I was born. Don't make stuff up. If I keep training like this, I won't just get strong. I'll also get a body like One-sama's. Or One-sama's, you know. You want to match your figure too? Yeah, she's my goal in everything. Good luck, sister. My butt size is 90. I'm gonna start drinking milk at lunch. Even with that, some things are just never gonna happen. What? Are you picking a fight, Yamato? Do you want a match? I looked back at Nissan. Her training had melted away any unnecessary fat, leaving a toned body that accentuated her already large breasts. Then those supple legs of hers stretched down from that well-built waist. She was just overflowing with charismatic beauty. She wasn't known as the most beautiful girl in school for nothing. If she weren't also the strongest, there would have been as many guys hitting on her as there are stars in the sky. Hey, Yamato, what you looking at, She put her arm around my neck, trapping me in a headlock. I was just thinking about how Wonko's goal seems impossible. What? You better not underestimate me. One day I'll have huge breasts, and then someone will walk up to me and say, "Hey, is this a fruit store? Because those are nice melons." That was a good joke. You pass. Oh, Miyako liked it. Ha ha ha. Don't laugh, you stupid heads. I'm serious. Nah, that was hilarious. Ha 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 ha. Come on. You really are a comedic character, haha. Stop laughing. Tears welled up in her eyes. There. And she'd recovered. I'm gonna knock you all off your high horses myself. And I mean that literally, of course. Let's fight. Shut up, Tyre. To Tyre? True, she is dragging around a pair of them. Ahaha. A kid could come up with a better name. Do you idiots think that's all it takes to get to me? Okay, Tyre. Shut up! Tyre! I'm not a Tyre! Tyre! Don't call me that! Please stop! Tears welled up in her eyes. Guys, drop it or you'll have me to fight. Then it's a fight you shall have with Gakuto. Why is this coming back at me? I'm sorry, Wonko. Cheer up. Giving you a beating is sounding pretty good. Then you should start with Gakuto, since his name comes first alphabetically. Yamato, you bastard! Little sister kick! Big sister punch! Ow! Looks like you're popular with the girls, Gakuto. Despite our fighting, nobody paid us any mind. This is nothing new after all. Hey, you kids. Good to see you're all getting along. Yo. That's the owner of the bookstore where Cat works. Ha ha ha. You idiots been together for ages, ain't that right? How long y'all plan on sticking together? Simple. We'll be together forever and ever. Wonko replied innocently. We cut it awfully close. Here's where I split. Study hard, kids. Om nom nom. Nisan, the only senior among us, ate her lunch early as she headed to her class in Building A. The rest of us were sophomores, so the five of us headed to Building B. Miyako had fallen silent as soon as we'd arrived. I still find it hard to believe we somehow all wound up in the same class. It's the first time for sure. Back in middle school, we were always split up. She had changed in the locker room. Wonko lightly danced up too and opened the door. Good morning. We're in class 2F, which is said to be a class full of troublesome students. Good morning. I always gave a warm greeting in the morning. Good morning to you too. I was watching this morning. Momo Senpai is always so amazing. As her brother, I'm worried that maybe she's going too far. The girls always talk to Yamato. Probably because he always gives that warm welcome to everyone. Never discriminating. I wish I could do that. It's not hard. Good morning, Moroka-kun. Would you like to see some dango? Moro, did you watch Autumn yesterday? Shiga Ani animates so well. I scoured the net looking for a screenshot of the confession scene. Only guys come to me. Well, I guess that's fine. Once I'd done the rounds and spoken to everyone, I headed to my desk by the window. Miyako, sat next to me, was already engrossed in a book. Specifically, she was reading a historical novel by Shiba-san. Alrighty. Wonka, who sat in front of me, opened up her bag, only to start working out with the hand grip she kept in there. Wonko-chan, I see you're training again today. Or Wonko-chan, rather. My life goals are to eat a lot, sleep a lot, and train a lot. I trust you did your homework? I'm ready to copy yours, class rep. Jeez, you have to do it yourself. You should walk to school with us once in a while, Jin-san. I said to the person behind me. You don't gotta throw me into the conversation. This is more like a habit of mine. Ha, there ain't a lazy bone in you. Then the bell rang, so all conversation froze mid-sentence. Everyone, Miss Kojima's coming. Shoot! Wait, that's my manga! Hide it, now! Wonko, your exercise equipment is still on your desk. Whoops, that was close. Nice save. Ugh, that nerd is actually sleeping. Tsuroro, wake up! The demon Kojima is almost here. Whoa, I stayed up far too late last night. The clack of stern footsteps echoed ever closer from the hallway. Everyone, the teacher's here! Once we all heard the signal, we sat up straight in our seats. It's time for the morning homeroom. Stand, bow! The whole class gave her a proper greeting. Good morning, you may take your seats. I shall take attendance. Each of you is to reply swiftly when you hear your name. Nobody was reckless enough to try to whisper to a friend. Amakasu Mayo. Here. Very good. Ogasawara Chika. Here. She quickly went through everyone's names. That ends the roll call. Moments later. Huff, huff, huff. Fukumoto Okoro's here. Wow, you'd show up now? Are you seriously that stupid? Please show mercy. Please show mercy. Miss Ume, I made it, right? I've already taken attendance. She snapped her whip. She fucking carries a whip too, folks. Yeah. In other words, Fukumoto Okoro, you are late. I'm sorry. I'll listen to any excuse you may have. It was really late when I woke up, so... So you overslept. Then there are no extenuating circumstances. Educational guidance! Ouch! God, it hurts! The pain will make you remember! Let this be a lesson to all of you. This is an appropriate punishment for someone who would disturb the lives of everyone in his community. Does it hurt, Fukumoto? Does it? It hurts! It hurts! It hurts! Engrave this pain into your being so that you don't continue on this path, uncultured swine! The crack of her whip echoed again and again across the classroom. Alright, I will be merciful today and stop here. Ugh. The next time you are late without a proper excuse, I will be using the weapons displayed here to give you a glimpse of hell. I'll be careful. Good. Now then, here is this week's announcement. There will be a morning assembly on Wednesday and a physical fitness test on Thursday. Kawakami Kozuko, repeat what I just said. Ma'am, there will be a morning assembly on Wednesday and a physical fitness test on Thursday. Very good. That will be all for morning homeroom. Miss Ume left the classroom, her back as straight as an arrow. Whew! All the tension evaporated from the room. Are you alright, Fukumoto-kun? Here, eat this herb. It's good for bruises. It hurt, but it felt so good. Well, that looks pretty painful, so I'll pass. Yet some part of me wishes I was in your shoes. Is everybody a fucking masochist? I was whipped once during the opening ceremony. Somehow it didn't feel so bad afterwards. Those monkeys are so disgusting. Pleasure from being hit? That's just stupid. Everyone she's whipped end up acting like that. Strangely, it's never been a problem. Well, so long as it's not my personal problem, I guess it's fine. But if that ever happens to me, the school board is never going to hear the end of it. That was one crazy homeroom. Let me copy your homework, Yamato. It'll be 300 yen. What's with that affordable price? It should be free. You can ask class rep then. I did, and she said no. She even got upset at me. She moped. I thought she'd show me every day too. You're so shameless. Miyako, show me yours. Okay, here, look at it all you want. You spoil her, Miyako. It's fine if it's Wonko. I'd show her anything. Hey, what do you think of our lax school system? Who cares? Stop trying to drag me into every little thing. Despite his words, he'd always reply. He really was a good guy. Kawakami Academy. The premier private school in Kawakami City. It had a reputation for focusing on individuality with loose rules and unique classes. Academically, it was decent. The finals decided everything, and there were no midterms. Saturdays were off, and we were allowed to work part-time. Additionally, the school was famous for its dual system, but explaining that could wait. The scariest person here was our homeroom teacher, Kojima Umiko, but I tried to stay focused in all of my classes, not just hers. Though certain idiots would rather sleep, however, that was their business. Lunchtime! Also time for me to get feeling back in my fingers. There we are. Whoa, I'm quick off the line! Damn it, Kakuto, don't jump the gun! The ones who ate in the cafeteria sprinted off in a mad dash to that battlefield. You're eating here today? Yeah, I had Kuma-chan buy some extra bread for me this morning. Don't you love Krusty Bakery's bread? It's flaky like pie dough and doesn't use any additives. The homestyle custard in their cream bread is superb. Huh? I haven't heard that bakery's name around here. It's out in Miyame. I went there to buy some first thing in the morning. Our school's top gourmet returned to his seat, satisfied. I bought a lunch too. Lunchbox. A bright red lunchbox. Oh, Miyako, you went way too heavy on the spice with yours. Those of us who ate in the classroom took our time bringing our desks together, then taking out our lunches. Oh my gosh, what is that? The color's so pretty. It's a healthy grated radish omelet. Everyone was enjoying their lunch. A large area of the Kanto region is under a pollen advisory today as... We were allowed to watch TV during lunch, so long as we kept it on a news channel. Do you think there'll be anything interesting in the news? Wonka was just gulping down her second cup of milk when... Our next story comes to us in Fukaya City in Saitama Prefecture. Yesterday at around 7 p.m, a man was arrested after leaving a restaurant without paying thanks to the quick thinking of a local young man. Investigators later discovered stolen goods and evidence of similar offenses at other nearby locations. We expect to see charges added the coming days. A young man caught him? Do you think he's hot? He must be amazingly courageous. Kazuma Shochi from Kawakami City in Kanagawa said he tackled the suspect after hearing the man had eaten the last limited menu item of the day. Ah! Mystic Art Moonwalk. Miyako gracefully dodged the milk that spurted out of Kazuko's nose. Ah, sorry about that. Damage was minimized. More importantly... Hey, is that Kazama-kun on TV? It couldn't be anyone else. He's on TV this time? An upgrade from the newspaper article he made it into last time. Of course, I'm sure this will make it into the corner of the newspaper too. Wow, I can't believe it. Kazama-kun, just wow. He helped arrest the criminal. He's the pride of our class. Everyone, especially the girls, were going crazy over him. And I asked, so what? Why must you make this such a big deal? If anything, this is painful to watch. A lot of the guys weren't joining in on the fun. Well, you know, he's always standing out. Why the long face? It's nothing. Just a bit anxious. The reason Capt went after the guy is exactly what I'd expect from him. Given that he didn't call, he must not be aware of what he did. I at least hope he's not causing too much trouble for the police. Do you think he's demanding the store give him free food as thanks? That's more in your line of thinking. What gives? Do you want to fight? Just wipe up the milk. Nope, Cap's not answering his phone. He'll come back sooner or later. Kazama Shochi, our leader in Cap, was a free spirit to a fault. Nothing much happened during afternoon classes or end-of-day homeroom. Afterwards, it's time for club. Yeah, we're really diligent doing club stuff day in and day out. Nice, now let's head home. We never miss a day in the Go Home Club. I'll be going to the archery range today. Oh, it's been a long time since you last went. Have fun. At least greet the people there, okay? Give them a hello. Before we go, a guy in Class D wants me to lend him a book. A pet book? Wait, a book on raising hermit crabs? Yeah, it's a good read, and it's based on real-life experiences. Class D? They don't even have a single cute girl over there. Well, I said it was a guy. Then I shall go feast my eyes on the tennis court. This was, in essence, my club activity. My parents had taught me that the way to get ahead in life was to make lots of acquaintances. I finished my business and headed home. But there's nothing romantic about going home with a pair of guys. You're always talking about girls, Gakuto. Man, I really want a girl. Don't you want one too, Yamato? Oh, and we're at our first choice. So let's just go ahead and save. There we are. Alright, guys. I think that's going to be it for today. If you guys like it, we will continue. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying this one. It's a little different. A change of pace from what we normally do. So, go ahead and exit the game, and this has some really interesting ending stuff, so let's go through that. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. See you guys later. My time on stage is up, so time to get someone to buy me lunch. Kazama, are you really going out to eat with girls from other classes again? I'm not jealous, but I am jealous, damn it. At least tell me food isn't the only thing you'll be using to satisfy your hunger tonight. Huh? But once I've chowed down, I won't be hungry anymore. Sometimes a girl will ask me to eat up her food too, but I just can't. No, be a man and eat it!